So talking about ground leases, before I kind of get into a couple of the special issues, I wanted to kind of talk about why the parties may look to do a ground lease instead of just doing a traditional sale of the property. And, you know, I'm going to look at this from kind of both perspectives. From the landlord, I'm going to put all these up here first. But the probably the biggest reason is they may just want to retain ownership of the property, or they may not have the ability to sell the property. This is kind of common with some universities or large institutions. They may just have a longer-term view. They may not just want to sell the property. Specifically with universities or maybe a family trust, there may have been a, when the property was granted and conveyed over, there was a restriction which said they could not dispose of the property, but they could lease the property. So that could be one of the reasons that they're doing it, trying to monetize it. It may just be a desire for the income stream. They may just look at it and say, you know, I don't want to sell the property now. I just want easy money, mailbox money, and collect it. There may be a tax reason. They're, you know, may have owned the property for a very long time, have a very low basis in the property, not want to, have that large capital gain and, just sort of defer it over a long time. And the last one that I had was sort of the development risk. If you think of the landlord that's got a large project, they may want to develop it. They don't want to take all of that risk themselves. So they may say some of the out parcels they're going to send as a ground lease to give some of that risk and burden onto somebody else.